Karen, how does having a record tend to play out differently depending on ethnicity?
Right. So, you know, it's well established that discrimination already exists in the labor market in terms of the inability of African Americans to secure gainful employment. When you add a criminal record into this dynamic, you know, the effect is even more pronounced. Many of the advocates like to quote a study that came out a couple years ago from a Princeton sociologist. And this sociologist studied performed a study with both black and white job applicants and had them apply to the same jobs and, you know, gave them different backgrounds. And she found that the white job seekers with criminal records were more likely to get a call back than the black job seekers without a criminal record. And then she even found that, you know, not surprisingly, that the white job seekers were even more likely to get calls back than the black job seekers with criminal records. And so when you look at cities like Baltimore City, where, you know, your workforce and your population is predominantly African American, and, you know, you have communities that are experiencing, increases of, over-policing and targeted policing, and you're finding increases of incarceration, interactions with the criminal justice system and incarceration. And you see that employers are reluctant to hire these individuals with criminal records, and you start to see this intersection between incarceration and employment. And when you have communities where there's a concentration of individuals that have interacted with the criminal justice system, you also notice that those are also communities that have high rates of high unemployment, high rates of undereducation, and a whole host of other ills that are inaccessible to them due to the fact that they are not able to access the legal mainstream economy.